statewide moving.
Hi, this is Stephanie calling from Local Flash. How are you doing today?
Good. What's up?
Oh, I was actually calling in regards the call we missed from you last Saturday at the same time in regards the text message. I'm sorry, I know who I'm speaking with, by the way.
You're fading out. I can't hear anything you're saying.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me better this time?
I can hear you now.
Okay, wonderful. I'm sorry. Am I speaking with Tom?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good. I'm just a little busy. What can we do for you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just calling in regards to the email about the lead that you want us to discuss.
We sent you about, you know, we're getting these bullshit, ridiculous, stupid leads from Google Apps that we don't want. I mean, moving clothing and silly stuff. One guy put the way he put Charlotte, New Jersey. There's no such place as Charlotte, New Jersey. I mean, it's just these app messages are getting ridiculous. Something has to be done with Google that we don't get these kind of messages. We're paying for this nonsense.
Got it. I definitely understand you on that. I'll definitely check with our Google Verify team on what will be the best course in regards to this, if it would
gotta
be better
do something.
To have it turned off.
Not acceptable. They have to do something. This is not acceptable, receiving this kind of garbage. I mean,
right,
I'm even responding to one now, a 5x5 storage unit. There's nothing in a 5x5 storage unit. And he's in Tom's River. These people wouldn't pay what we have to charge to do something like that. That's the kind of stuff they should hire a handyman with a pickup truck or some nonsense, not a full-service moving company. These app messages don't work for a full-service moving company. Not unless it's a house.
Right. And by the way, in regards your request last week to highlight that you did not offer any one furniture move,
right,
or to highlight the operating hours and the availability for contact to be different as well. I did track that with our Google Verify team, and it's definitely something that cannot be customized with the Google Verified ad. As Google Verified ads or Google Verified requires us to adhere to what they allow us to work on the Google Verified.
All right, so what are you allowed to put on there?
So with the current services that are listed on your Google Verified ad, and let me just pull it up really quick, Tom. Just allow me a bit.
Just Google's a horror to deal with. They just dictate whatever they want, and they're charging all this money for these ridiculous, stupid leads. They're ridiculous. How much can you charge a person to take a 5x5 store or a bag of clothing or a little amount of stuff to out of state? It's absurd. It's absurd. No moving company is going to do that stuff. Nobody. Unless there's some fly-by-night, something from Craigslist nonsense. But no legitimate, fully insured moving company is going to do this kind of nonsense. You can't charge the people enough money to make a profit. You pay $85 to Google for a lead, give you guys a commission, and what are we going to charge these people? To move a bag of clothes.
Right.
It's absolutely absurd. But whatever business hours, you can make it 9 to 5 or something, whatever. But it can't be 24 hours a day. We can't be getting this stuff at 4 o'clock in the morning. These nonsense.
So moving forward, we're just going to be changing your business hours to 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. just to confirm.
Yeah, make it 7 to 6.
7 to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just think
get these
out of that.
You know, these other, and the other one we sent you guys, we want to get credit for that. They got Charlotte, New Jersey. There's no such place as Charlotte, New Jersey. So they should be giving us credit for that right off the bat. I'm
right.
Dealing with a guy
now. The very
now.
First one that you requested for us to work on.
I don't remember.
I already submitted it to our team. And then the one that was sent through email last Saturday, I'll also have this forwarded to our team.
But whatever ones you guys send them all, please.
I'm sorry?
I think we sent you three of them. So whichever ones we sent, please pass them on to the team to get the credit.
I sure will. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I will
all
definitely have it forwarded to the team. And then, by the way, the services that we have listed here, or the job types, which is what Google is requesting to be placed on your Google verified ad, are in-state move, local move, out-of-state move, oversized item move, and packing or unpacking.
Right. Well, can you write something in there that's a little more specific about moving a house or something, or whatever wording you guys can come up with, so they stop sending this nonsense about packing up a bag of clothing and moving it to a different state? people are stupid. You know, you've got like two or three little items. You cannot expect a full service moving company to deliver two or three items to a different state, because you're talking about thousands of dollars. It's much more expensive to do the move than the stuff is worth. So these people should be calling up United Parcel Service or Old Dominion Freight Lines or people that do that kind of stuff, not be sending messages to a moving company. And they do that because they don't know any better. So we need to be protected from that somehow. And that's what we hire you guys for, to give us some advice on how we can do that. How do we accomplish that? What writing can you put in there that's a little more explicit that Google will accept that will stop this nonsense? And that's what we don't know what to do, so this is some kind of advice we're looking for you guys.
Right.
Oh, by the way.
Understand. And
yeah,
that's the reason why we have where it says out oversized item move. So that indicates it.
Well, oversized item move can mean a 400-pound safe. Or a piano. That's an oversized item. Oversized item doesn't mean it's a house.
Right, I definitely understand. Although, Tom, Google only has a list of job types that they allow to be added to the job types for your Google verified ad. And those job types that I have mentioned to you or that I have read to you are the only job types available for moving.
You can't put full service move or whole house move?
Right. I did try to look it up as we speak, and these are not available.
I believe this Google. Anyway, on another topic, we sent you another message about we're interested in having you guys create an ad on FaceTime specifically for house moves going to Florida.
And I'm sorry, that is an ad on FaceTime?
Yeah, FaceTime, whatever it is. What are you guys managing? FaceTime, Facebook, whatever it is?
Facebook. We do run Facebook ads for you.
Yeah, so he wants to do a Facebook ad. It says something to the order of, we're a full-service, white-glove, personalized service, moving homes, relocating homes to Florida.
And did you have it sent through email?
I sent it to you. I sent you a message over the weekend via email.
Let me just check on that here. Okay, we did receive that email. So, yes, I'll have it forwarded to our Facebook ad team to give it, to be able to, or let me just track on the message really quick.
It's got to have something about we give personalized, white glove, whole house moving relocation to Florida. So if the customer does not want to co-mingle their furniture on some contracted van line, we do first class white glove personalized service.
So just to confirm, we will be featuring on your Facebook ad that you do first class personalized white glove whole house moving to Florida.
Right.
Okay. I'll definitely have our Facebook ad team to update your Facebook ads and have this featured as well. Any photo that you'd like to send to be associated with this?
We'd like this to be like a separate ad, not to change whatever you're doing now, but just something separate.
All right. Let me just check with our Facebook ad team if we're able to create two different ads. As far as I know, we are only able to run one Facebook ad per Facebook business page. So maybe we can incorporate it with the current Facebook ad that we are running.
Okay. All right. Very good. Listen, I really have to run. I'm in the middle of doing some stuff.
Sure,
we can talk a little bit later.
Okay. Not a problem. If there's anything else, Lisa, you can always let us know. Call us back or send us an email.
Thank you very much. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Tom. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Goodbye for now.